Blog Talk Radio.
There is no way to right or wrong. You cannot be where you don't belong. The mind won't see what the heart has done. You're breathing.
Baby. And Shane happens to be a good friend of our special guest tonight, Adela. We're so blessed to have this incredibly gifted woman. She is an incredibly gifted intuitive and medium, and she will be featured on VH1's Basketball Wives on October 8th. So you set your DVRs because I hear it's going to be a fantastic show. And Adela is considered to be one of the most gifted mediums to come along in the generation. She has her own television show in development at the moment, and it will be on sometime next year. And see, we've got Adela. How are you doing today, Adela?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing good.
So good to have you here, Adela. And so we'd like to share with our guests what it is you do and share a little bit how it came about that you discovered your gift.
Sure. I do intuitive and medium readings. Today I'll be doing medium readings. I pretty much discovered it as a child, like most people. And I used to have faces and voices flying at me when I was going to sleep, and I'd see things, but I didn't understand it. So it took a while to... after running from it to figure it all out. And it was after my aunt who raised me passed that I started to get dreams and visitations that I started to realize there must be something to this around 19 after she died.
Oh, goodness. And so through the years, you've been able to develop your skills so much that you've got such a great following now. And... you do what's something that I just think is so fantastic. You really, really come from the heart, which sets you really apart from a lot of people, and so much so that when you do your gallery readings, you make sure that the seats are limited so that everybody gets read, and that truly is just such a sweet thing. And I've watched you in some galleries, and literally I've seen things happen to people where they must have gone for years trying to get help through psychologists and counselors, and in one reading, you turn their lives around. And it's just so amazing to watch. And we've got so many callers on the line. I don't know if we should just cut right to grabbing a caller at the moment, or
Well, yes, I just want to explain a little bit how I'm going to read so people know what to expect.
Fantastic.
And thank you for that. And yes, and just to make a statement, yeah, I think after going through a lot of death in my family, both people who raised me died and my natural mother died when I was 10 days old, made me determined to make sure everybody gets the help that they needed. So when I started the gallery readings, yeah, I wanted to make sure everybody got read. So what to expect today is I don't need names or details. The person could give me their first name, but since it's going to be a short reading, if they can give me an idea of who they're looking to talk to, like is a relative or a friend, and let me in the spirit do the work, and I'll describe what they look like and how they're related to you, and then they'll... if I need everyone to speak, you don't have to fill in the gaps, but your vibrational speaking hits them, and that's how they connect. They're not here to talk to me; they're here to talk to you. They can hear you fine, but they really want to feel you. And then I'll do a confirmation, something specific, not just general things like they love you, they miss you, and then they'll speak. But with this being kind of short, if it feels like there's people coming in who you weren't looking for, I'll exit them out and may ask you, you know, who are you looking to talk to, and try to get them. But sometimes people you weren't looking come in. That's just the way it is, and usually you find out why. But just let me guide you through it, and it should be fine. Just try to keep the details to yourself, and I'll clue you in on things that I need you to do. I think it'll be fine.
So some people come in because they can add something to that person's life, and it may not always be the person they're thinking of
right
off the bat.
Right. Like if you're going through something and you didn't know your uncle and he was like a financial expert and you're trying to sell your house or something, he might pop in to help you with that. And if it's somebody that you really had, usually if it's somebody very close to you and like a parent or a child, usually nothing stops those connections. But it's very often that some people you didn't even know come in because there's no time where they are and they can see you and they know you and they want to come in and help you with something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay if you don't want to talk to them, I'll exit them out and we'll get to the next person. But I can't bring in too many people because this is a short
Okay. And we're going to cut to the callers in one quick second because you brought up something that I wanted to say, too, which
right.
is really something I've never heard before, and I see you do it all the time in the gallery readings. And that is, it's not only about the callers wanting to know about people they're grieving about, but you actually are a facilitator between the person you're reading and the people that are on the other side, so that the people on the other side can heal as well, and that
right.
healing away.
Right, yeah, the people who come in, just to state, you know, a lot of mediums say they're fine, they're at peace. Sometimes people are upset about their death. They're not, you know, going through torture, but they, you know, they have to work their way through things just like we do here. So sometimes they need to say some things that's going to help elevate them, help them grow. And so even though you might feel like you're okay with it, they need to do it, and it actually helps them move into another place. And everybody has different circumstances that they died and different effects and that it happened to them. So I don't really particularly like the cross the board, everything's fine. It's very unique to each person. And definitely them coming to you is not just for you, it's also for them too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fantastic. All right. Well, we are going to go ahead and grab our first caller. And we've got a caller from the 661 area code. And let's bring you on the air. 661,
hi.
Are you
yeah,
with
my
hi.
Name is Brandy.
What's your name?
My name is Brandy.
Brandy, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, great. I was just wondering if you had any messages for me, from my grandmother's.
From your grandmother's, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, I will tell you who's here, and we'll confirm to see who it is. So it could be them, or it could be someone else. Okay, are you okay with that? All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay. I think there's a little delay. So. All right. So let me see. I actually see three women. And the two, well, let me have them go one at a time because they're kind of bumping around with each other. So I see the first woman is coming in saying she's on your mother's side. And she's talking about, hold on, she's trying to, like, go really fast because of the time restraint. But she's talking about your mother's here, right? She's, your mother hasn't passed?
Yes.
Okay. She's talking about, hold on. When she shows me how she dies, she kind of makes these jokes about that she's, it wasn't that exciting. She felt like she just had a lot of elements and things, and she got older, and she's, but she,
yeah,
you know,
she
like
was
it
fine.
Was, yeah, because she's like, and I don't, this is really silly, but she keeps showing me her breasts, and she looks pretty well endowed. I don't know why she wants to show this to me. But she's trying to be light or something. I don't know if that makes sense. But she's also talking about the her passing.
It actually could be that she knows my mom had breast cancer.
Okay. All right. I see, because she jumped to your mom, and then I kind of stopped her. So maybe she just wanted to quickly, because she's more concerned
that
about
would make
your
sense,
mom. Okay.
That's what's happening.
Real quick to do a confirmation, and then we'll talk about your mom, because that's why she bumped the other women out of the way. She's not like pushy, but she does seem very matriarch type. You know, like she likes to be in charge, and she feels like upset she's not here because she's used to being the one to take care of things, and so she, so that's why she was kind of won over these other women that were trying to talk to you. They kind of sometimes fight for this space. But she's also talking about, when she's talking about her passing, for some reason she's showing me, she's going into her throat. I don't know if she was on a breathing machine. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, because there's like an echo. Okay.
Yes,
I don't know if she's
on
a breathing machine, but she's talking about everything about her passing wasn't as difficult as she feels pain in her throat. Was she on a something like a breathing
machine?
Pneumonia. Okay, that's what that hurt really bad, like her lungs and her. That
yeah.
She just wants to let you know that out of all the things she's showing me, like her knees, she's showing me something about her foot, all the things that bothered her. And did she lose sight in one eye? Do you know?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, because I don't know why she's showing me one of her eyes, and it looks difficult for her. But she's saying all the elements that she had, her death part, the breathing part, was the scariest part for her, not being able to breathe. But her passing, when she kind of went under, happened okay. I guess she just wanted, you know, it wasn't torturous or anything. Then she's popping to your mom, and she's saying your mom, I don't know why, but she's upset saying she's not doing everything she should do. She feels like your mom's being too stoic or something, like she's not asking enough from other people. Does your mom have a sister?
No.
Okay, there's like a woman that she's saying she should be asking more help from that feels very like sister-like.
My sister.
Is your sister not helping you?
My sister could help my mom.
But it feels like when she points to your shoulders, is everything riding on you? Are you doing most of the help for your mom?
Yeah, a little bit. I was helping my mom a lot during her time with the breast cancer situation.
Yeah, because she kept, you know, because I'm trying to speed her up, she just yelled out, sister, and she feels like the sister isn't doing her part in this situation, which is upsetting her. Are you, you feel like you're doing older sister work, but are you the oldest sister?
Yeah, no, I'm not, but I do feel that way.
But you're acting like the older sister, right. So she's saying that, I don't know, it's like she feels like she needs to get more involved, like this is way too much for you. And I don't know if she's acting like your mom's not demanding it from her. And she's also talking about, did you want to know things that's going on with your mom, like health-wise?
Yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's showing me one side of her chest, like one of the breasts looks, I don't know if it's actually gone. If she's facing me, if your mom was facing me, I would point to her right side, which I guess would be her left. I always get that confused because I'm looking at her. But she's saying one of them is worse than the other. But she's also talking about, is it starting to get into other areas, the cancer?
Oh, it is.
Do you know?
No, we go back in December to see if it's gone.
Okay. You know, the way these things work, they're not going to tell you everything because, you have to kind of go through it, and it would be kind of cheating in a way. And
right.
They don't, yeah. So it's just something about that, about your mom doing everything she can to ask for help. And is your mom actually following everything the doctors are telling her? Because she's giving me this impression she's kind of stubborn.
I'm into alternative healing, and I've been giving her things to do too. But
okay.
So it doesn't look like it's completely gone.
That's the only thing she's showing me on the amount of how it is. I can't totally see, but she's saying you need to just keep doing what you're doing and prepare, and that your mom needs to embrace more. Like, your grandmother's acting like she wouldn't have done all this stuff either, you know, the holistic stuff. But she does, now that she's passed, she can see what you're doing is real, you know what I mean? So she feels like your mom doesn't have a strong enough of belief in what you're doing. I think that's what she means by she's not doing everything she could be doing. Like, you're talking about food and things like that. So
that makes sense.
She wants you to continue doing that for her, and that's that will be a big difference. Is there any way you can convince your mom to believe in what you're doing is real? You know what I'm saying? So
I thought it did. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Just talk to your grandma. Talk to her, because she's definitely, she won the battle of all the women that wanted to talk to you. So she's obviously hanging out quite a bit. I would just talk to her.
I'm actually surprised she got over my other grandmother, who's a lot louder.
I know, but when it comes to what's important, they went the
no,
best.
I know. I'm
yeah,
just
she won this time. Well, believe me, they were pushing on each other. So,
well, thank you so much, sweetheart, and best of luck to you, and bless you for being such a loving person. And if you would like to speak with Adela more, we've got some callers here that have concerns just like you, and bless you so much. And if you want to speak with her longer, you certainly may. She's got a website at www.adelalevine.
Levine.
She's got a paper.
Sorry, it's spelled Levine. A little different. Levine.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. And she's just, you can see in just a few minutes how she can really, really tap into our loved ones who are, like she says, just simply on the other side of the veil. They're within reach, and which is just so wonderful. I get chills just hearing this one phone call. So bless you. Thank you so much for calling. We're going to have to move on to another caller right now, and best of luck to you, sweetheart. Okay, we're going to go to the 909 area code now. Let's bring you on the air there.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Adelia, how are you?
Good, how are you? We said that twice.
Bless you. You sound amazing. And hello, my name's Sherry.
Sherry, okay. And are you looking to speak to a relative or a friend?
A friend, a loved friend.
Like a romantic love friend? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
You got it.
Okay, let's see who's here, and we'll see who's here, and we'll confirm, okay, to make sure we're not picking up someone else.
Not a problem.
When I see a male come in, he's kind of coming in kind of shy almost, like he's not, trying to be all pushy, and for some reason he has one hand in his pocket. he's talking about he wants to kind of jump to his death for some reason, and what he's saying to me is he feels like he's here and he's gone. He's here and he's gone. It was too fast for him. He's saying something about he might have known a little something, but it just he felt like it happened like speed lightning. And
wow.
When I ask him, because I talk telepathically to him, when I ask him if it was tragic, he just says to me, in a way it was, but he doesn't make me feel like an accident. He makes me feel like it just, like, I'm bombarding him. Like, it just happened so fast. That's, he's giving me these mixed signals. But he's also saying, like, he feels like his body got eaten alive.
Yes. My God.
And he's, like, saying... he just wants you to know he didn't suffer like you thought he did, because you watched him turn in from one thing to another so fast.
Oh, my God.
Is it in his blood that happened to him? Because he's showing me blood. What was his disease?
AML cancer.
AML cancer, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like he's saying super rare. Rare. And he wants to let you know that the hardest part for him was feeling, he was a very gentle, giving person, but he was also very independent. So the hardest part for him was watching people, like, have to do things for him and being so helpless. And at some point, he was ready to go because he just couldn't handle that. And he's also talking about something about December. What happened in December?
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
His sister and I are best friends, and
he
didn't feel well, and everybody thought he looked gaunt and not well.
Right.
And he said he could not get hold of me or couldn't talk to me then because he was going to be busy with family, and I think he knew then he was ill, but he wanted nobody to know.
Right.
He was humble. He was amazing.
Very humble guy. Did he find out in December? Do you know?
No.
You probably don't know for sure.
He was definitely looked to many people. He looked unwell.
And was this a because he keeps yelling out December. What's about, like, he wants
he's,
to
that's the last time he saw everybody, his
that's
entire
the last
family.
Time he saw everybody. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. He's actually really good at this type of communication. I think for him, you guys were you about to get married, or he's talking about marriage?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, he took me to a church in September of last year and talked about it just as a joke, and we were with his boys.
Right.
And at the time, I was somewhat separated.
Right.
And
he wanted to marry you. He wanted to marry you.
Yes.
And that was his plan. He actually started making his own plans for it. But he respected your situation, and he didn't want to. He wanted you to have time to, like, do what you needed to do and heal and all that stuff. And so he felt like he's very romantic at heart, even though sometimes he was kind of quiet.
You're hitting this so spot on. I feel like you're hitting everything so incredible. Nobody would know this. Nobody knows any of this.
I'm glad. Because it's really important to him, and it's probably because it's the month, it's around the month he was going to, I feel like he was going to propose, like, in around New Year's or something, because that's why he keeps, like, yelling out these dates. And he's also saying you need to talk to him because he's trying to help you with the one with the pain, and he also wants you to know whatever you do after him, he's okay with. Like, you feel so horrible about dating at this point or something, and he doesn't want you to feel that way. Or are you seeing someone now? Because he keeps yelling something out about someone
else. He doesn't like the man I'm involved with and am with. Right. And he also respects the fact that he knows that these are the choices that I have. I have no other choice.
Yeah. He definitely respects it, but he knows you needed it, so he's not to worry about his feelings. And he's also just one last thing. He's talking about, it looks like he's showing me a cemetery, and I don't know if he was buried, but do you go to the cemetery sometimes?
He's buried in Rancho Palos Verdes.
Okay.
Green Hills Mortuary.
Okay.
And they just did his headstone. And
they just did it. Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and he died in June.
Right.
But I keep wanting to go up there, but I have not.
He
and
says
his
not
sister
to
and
worry.
I.
This is what he wants to tell you, not to worry about it because he's not there. He says, you know, just it's for the living. And so, you know, sometimes they go there because everyone's talking to them there. He says you can talk to him in your backyard. You know, just talk to him wherever.
If you were going to say backyard.
Backyard, yeah. He says you can talk to him in your backyard.
I do all the time. And
okay.
That's
good,
amazing.
Good.
Nobody would know that either.
Yeah, I know. He wants you to know. Good, I'm glad. He wants you to know that when you talk to him, he hears everything. And do you have a little boy?
I have two boys, yes, and a daughter.
Okay, because he's talking about the boy, one of the boys. I don't know if he's older, but he's saying, like, you know, not to worry about him. He's going to work everything out, and he's very much, like, around you. So he doesn't want to interfere in your current relationship. He doesn't want to tell you what to do, but he's like a guardian, a guide now, so utilize him as someone who can call on when you need help.
Thank you so much. Okay. No, you've hit everything. Nobody in the world would know any of this except
I'm
what
really
you just
glad.
Said.
I'm thank glad you, because you, it was really important
you.
To him.
This was so important to me because, you know, thousands of people could have said anything, but everything you have said has just been spot on, and nobody
really
would
glad.
Know any of the things you've
I'm
said.
I'm really, really glad because this is going to help you with everything else.
And may I
help.
Say something regarding
yes.
the son? The last time I spoke to him, we were both talking about our boys, and they had a lot in common. And I was worried about his son. He was worried about my son. But he said, it's just all going to fall into place.
Right. Good.
That
See,
was
he
amazing.
He knew what to do. He was waiting for this. So he just was doing his thing.
Wow.
And if I could also say that he kept wanting to take me to the jewelry mart, and I kept saying, no, I don't want to go to downtown L.A. And it's just, I think that's where he wanted to go for, I guess, to get a ring. And I just
Absolutely.
Thought it was silly, but that was another thing nobody else would have ever known about.
Right.
That's
but, Delia,
cool.
thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome so
God
much.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. I'm getting choked up, and I'm not supposed to. Amazing.
I thank
this
you for the
amazing.
Show. You're amazing, and your staff and everybody. I can't thank you guys enough. I'm going to sleep really good tonight, and
good.
I'm going to talk to him later.
Good. I'm really glad. That makes me happy.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. God bless you guys,
God
and
you
I will definitely
too.
Try to see you sometime, Adelia, again.
Okay, great.
Awesome.
Thank you, you guys.
Awesome.
My
Take
blessings.
Good care yourself,
God bless.
Thank Bye-bye. You.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Oh, that was so awesome. My goodness. Oh, wow. Well. Am I lucky to be doing this? Okay, Adela, if it's okay with you, we're going to go grab another call. You all right with that?
Sure.
Okay, great. We're going to be bringing on somebody in the 818 area code. And please be sure that you have your radios and your computers turned down all the way so we don't get any feedback. I think that's what happened on the first call or so. We'll make sure you guys do that. And 818, do we have you here?
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
How are you? This is Ebony.
This is Ebony. Hi, Ebony. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Go ahead. I was going to say that I've done this before, and I'm developing my own skills, and I'm getting messages at night from one friend of mine. It's very interesting. That whole message that you gave the other young lady was close to readings that I've gotten before, so it was real amazing to kind of hear that. So instead of picking somebody, I'm going to, if there's a spirit, and it might even be my grandmother because I see her name on my TV right now, so it might even be my grandmother on my mother's side that's there that wants to say something, or whoever comes through, I will take that message. So that might be
okay.
The
So what were you saying about the last call? I didn't quite understand. You were talking really fast.
And I'm sorry. I talked.
It's okay. You were saying, what were you saying? That you've been developing your abilities as well, and
right.
You were picking up on the same stuff. Is that what you're saying?
Actually not picking up on the same things, but I don't want to know the details, but this caller that you just had,
yeah.
Her reading, everything that you told her about that guy is similar to the readings I've been getting about a friend that I have on the other side. And
I see. So it's like almost like mirroring something
you're
going through. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's important to know, because that's pretty common, you know, we mirror each other, and so sometimes we have to hear. We'll hear things through each other. I get messages through when I'm reading someone that things I need to hear. So that's good to know.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see who's here for you, though.
Okay.
All right. So you were saying maybe you're kind of looking for your grandmother and your mom's side. You said, right?
Well, it could be
you're
my
open.
Friend. Whoever comes in, whoever
okay.
comes in with messages.
Oh,
we're
I see.
Open.
So, all right. Do you want to talk to this man that passed? Or your grandma. You just want to see who's here. Let's just see who's here, and we'll find
here.
Out.
So I called him at night anyway. Yeah, let's see who's here.
I actually see both of them, and we'll confirm again. I like to always do the confirmations because you never know who's popping in. And I see an older woman, and I see a gentleman, and it almost looks like she's okay with him being there. But the older woman is saying she's on your mom's side, and she's saying she's, for some reason, she's singing. Do you sing?
She has said to me a couple of times, she said to me a couple of times to get a singing coach because I might need that in what I'm trying to pursue. So
she's like kind of doing like a bingo kind of thing, like that's pretty much what she wanted to get across.
Okay.
And she's saying that you're just procrastinating on it out of fear or something. But she says you naturally have a beautiful voice. She just keeps singing. And she's also showing me that when she passed, she looks older. She lived pretty well. I mean, she lived pretty well. She lived, you know, to an older age. She doesn't have a lot of regrets she's talking about. But is your mom here? Mom alive? Hello? She's gone.
Oh. Did we lose Ebony?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what happened.
What happened to Ebony. Okay, Ebony, if you do call back,
we
will
can continue.
Bring you back on the air. Sure. Okay, so we're going to move on over to the 562 area code. If you'll hold one moment, I'll bring you on the air. 562, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, this is William. Good.
William?
How are you?
Yeah. Good. How are you? I guess we did that twice. I keep doing that. Are you? are you? Who are you looking to speak to with tonight? Is it a relative or a friend?
A relative.
A relative? Okay. I don't know you, do I? Your voice sounds familiar.
I don't think so.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I didn't read for you before.
No.
All right. Let's see who's here. So like I said, it might be someone specific, but I'll just tell you, you know, who I see. Okay? I actually see a woman pops up right away, and she's saying she's on your mom's side, and she's giving you a hug, which tells me she feels close to you, and a kiss on your cheek. And she feels very nurturing, like a mother, but I don't know if she's your mom. But she's giving me, like, a really nurturing feeling. Is your mom here, alive?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so let me see who this woman is. This woman is talking about, I don't know, she keeps giving me that, again, like a feeling like somebody who would have been in your life to help raise you or something. Like she was very involved in your life. And she's saying she's on the mom's side, but she doesn't look older like a grandmother. So that's why... Sometimes they can appear in a younger version of themselves, but she's saying no. Did your mom have a sister that passed?
My mom had her mother that passed, but I never met her.
You never knew her. Okay, so she was young. Was she younger when she passed? Do you know?
Who, my
your
mother?
Your grandmother? Your grandmother, was she younger when she passed?
When she, I don't think she was younger. She was, I'm not sure what age she was, but she wasn't younger. Like, my mom was a child when she passed, but not like a baby, you know.
Right, right, right. But I mean, younger, she's not like 80, because she doesn't look like that. She looks...
Oh, no, yeah.
She looks more like 50s or something. Okay. You know, she just kind of is popping in to, you know, let you know she's around. And so I won't spend that much time with her since you didn't know her that well. Obviously, you didn't know her at all. But sometimes they like to kind of come in to... But real quick, she's talking about something about your mom. Do you have worries about your mom right now? Are you there? He's gone too.
Oh.
I don't know. He's gone.
We lost him. Oh, maybe it's the spirit sex. That's funny. They're being pushy. They want their loved one to get on the air.
I don't know.
Huh?
He's gone.
Oh, goodness.
I feel bad.
Okay.
Sorry, William.
Please, William, call back. I don't know what's happening tonight, but call back, please, William, and we'll grab
somebody might be winning the battle. How many people are waiting?
There are quite a few.
Okay.
So, but we will go ahead, and we are going to go jump over to a 347 area code. Let's bring you on here.
That sounds like New York, isn't it?
347?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Let's hope we don't lose you. Let's hold on real tight.
Please,
I'm going to go really fast this time.
Yeah, let her turn down her, if you have your radio or your computer on, if you could turn that all the way down so we don't get any feedback.
Okay.
Thank
you. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so let's, like, go quick because I'm worried about losing people now. All right, are you, who are you looking, what's your name, actually? Let's start there.
My name is Maribel.
Maribel? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty. All right. Who are you looking to talk to, a relative or a friend?
Well, actually, I wanted to see if my grandma would come in.
Your grandma? Okay. Let's go. Usually the grandmas are pretty good about it. Let's see. Hold on. Just taking a minute. I do see a woman who looks sort of older. Yes, she looks older. She's saying she's on the mother's side. Is this the mother? Is your grandmother you're looking to talk to on your mother's side?
Yeah.
Okay. But something about her hair, she's like, did she have curly hair or get her hair done, like in curlers or something? I don't know why she's showing me her hair, like she's pointing to her hair.
I never actually met her, but I've heard things about her.
Oh, okay, I see. All right, so maybe that's why she's starting with a basic thing like her hair. She's talking about, you know, when I see her, she doesn't, kind of like the last caller, I don't see her super older, but, you know, she's definitely saying she was old enough. Do you know what age she passed at? Because she's not showing me, like, her, like, 90 or something. She looks...
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah, she
60s.
Was pretty young, I think.
Yeah. And she's talking about, she's saying she wants to talk before she gets me a confirmation. We'll go back to it. But she's saying the reason why you have a curiosity about her, it's almost like there's something similar between you and her. I don't know. She's talking about if you had known her, you would know that you guys have more alike. Do you not get along with your mom?
Yes. Oh, my
okay.
gosh.
Okay, so she's saying that's because you're more like her than your mom. And she's saying something about your mom that she's, you know, she's kind of cool and kind of free-spirited, actually, and your mom's really uptight. And she's talking about that you're creative and you should follow your dreams and that don't go to your family for support because they don't support you very well. Are you pursuing something really creative right now?
Well, right now I'm pursuing a degree in nursing because I'm currently in college.
Right.
And, yeah, so I'm
looking
towards
that. What did you
want to
do before that? Because she's actually going before that. What was your dreams?
My dream was basically to be in the medical field, but, I mean, I always had an interest in, like, acting and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the impression she gives me. She was very creative like that, and she would have pushed you that way. It's not like she's saying you should change your path, but she feels like you weren't really understood by your family most of your life. So she would have been that person. And I don't. Do you know how she passes? If I get a confirmation of how she passed.
Well, my mom told me that she.
Well, don't tell
me.
Don't tell me.
Oh. Sorry.
But I just want to make sure she shows me it. Can you confirm it? Okay. 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 When she shows me how she passes, she's saying that it was. She's saying that it wasn't. I don't know. She gets kind of nervous about it. Almost like it was an accident. She's talking about it being an accident. She's not showing me like a long-term disease or anything. She keeps saying this was something that she feels like happened like an accident. Do you understand what she's talking about?
Yeah, I believe so.
Do people think she took her life?
No. Like,
okay.
My mom would tell me that, yeah, like that either. That she, because she suffered a lot of abuse, supposedly, from her husband.
Oh, so people think someone else took her life?
Oh, probably.
Okay, because what she's saying is, with what she's showing me, is almost like she's found. That's what she's saying. I don't know if who found her, but it looks like it was pretty traumatic. She's getting very sketchy on it. In other words, she's saying there's definitely a lot more to this than people think. You know, things were happening to her all the time. And that, I don't know, she shows me these pills. And it's like she had to, yeah, all this stuff you guys are suspicious of, she's saying you should, it's true. She's like, it's almost like she doesn't want to. It's kind of like she's got a lot of shame, you know what I mean? And she's also saying to you, you know, to be okay, try to be gentler with your mom because your mom had to suffer through all that, and that's why she's the way she is. She doesn't expect you to give your mom a break because your mom's pretty difficult, but she's the way she is because of what she grew up in. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, so like empathize with her a little bit.
She gets that you don't have to deal with her stuff. Your mom can be very verbally abusive herself. So you don't have to deal with her stuff, but she just wants you to know where it came from, that your mom did suffer quite a bit in her childhood. And your grandmother is kind of responsible for it in a way. I mean, not real all of it, but you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, she wants you to know she's around and she tries to help support you as a person because she thinks you weren't. We were kind of neglected and not understood. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sweetie. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, and I hope what Adela's told you has brought you some understanding on your relationships, and thank you again. And again, for those who would like to speak to Adela more, you can visit her on her website at www.adelalavine.com. There you go. And please check out her calendar of events because she's got some really exciting things coming up.
I should spell my first name, too, since it's a weird name, adelalavine.com, and you can find me on Facebook as Adela Levine on Facebook, and on Twitter, Adela Medium.
Yes, and we'll post all those things after the show so that they can come to the show page if they didn't catch your website address, and we'll have a link there for you.
Great.
So very good. Thank you so much. And
thank you so much.
Thank you.
For calling. Okay, we've got another call now. You all right there, Adela?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to bring on somebody from the 609 area code now. And 609, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Anna. Hi, Adela.
Hi, what's your name again? Can you say it?
It's Anna, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Anna.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Who are you looking? Yes, go ahead.
Are you doing intuitive tonight too, or just
medium?
Getting mediumship.
Tonight I'm doing the mediumship. If you don't have someone you really want to talk to, then I'll do an intuitive, because there's really no point, you know, to do a medium if you're not, if you don't really have anyone you want to connect with. So do you have a question about something?
Yeah, if you could you tell me anything about a relationship? That's what I'm curious about.
Relationships. The most popular subject ever. Okay.
Yeah.
The tormenting thing of the heart.
I talk to my mom all the time, so I know she's around.
Okay, all right. All right, so let's see. Like, the way I like to do it is kind of describe the person, and I do it by energy and describe the connection, which is both all the same, okay? It's an energy thing. So even if you're with someone, I can see a crack or, you know what I'm saying? So I the energy I see is a male energy. Is that male or masculine energy? Is it masculine men or females that you're with?
Masculine.
Men, right?
Yes,
yeah, masculine
men,
could be
yeah.
Female or men or males, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so when I see this person, when I see, I don't see you guys, I feel like there's been a sever, like a sever of ties. But I don't see him totally gone, you know?
Okay.
So I feel like there's been words about creating some kind of break, but I don't see him completely gone. I also feel like he's kind of stuck, almost like I don't know if he's depressed or he just seems kind of angry, and I feel like when I hear him talk, he's trying to act like, you know, he's doing you a favor or something, but I don't see him, like, he might be acting like he's gone, but I don't see him gone. Did you break up with someone?
We didn't break up. We just have not. We're just kind of like reconnecting, but I haven't spoken to him like in a year and a half, and then he kind of disappeared again. He was getting over a breakup within this past year and a half. So we started talking again, and then he kind of disappeared on me again.
So he keeps doing this like in and out thing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he's going to keep doing that because he just, I don't know, I feel like he's one of those people is just very confused and kind of likes somebody when he has to chase them. So it's really the ball's in your court because he's going to keep coming in and out. And it's up to you if you're done with that. And I also feel like he's, I don't know, he's kind of negative. You know, I mean, I feel like he tries to start off positive with things and then, I don't know, it's almost like he gets into depressed or something and he gets pulled into, and you're always trying to keep him up. And
right.
I think he kind of gets addicted to that, actually. And he comes in for his fill, and he gets up and feels better, and then he severs ties after he's feeling a little bit better, or he starts to feel resentful that he's so reliant on you. But it's not, either way, this is not fun or good for you, but he'll keep doing this as long as you let him.
So you don't see it turning into a long term or us getting back together?
I feel like you're going to grow tired of it. That's what I mean by it's up to you. You
uh-huh.
know what I mean? I feel like he has some work to do, that like therapy, I mean like serious help that you can't help him with. And if he chooses to change his life around and do that, then there's you know, hope. But I actually see someone else popping in for you that just makes you like so not like so over this guy.
Oh, well, that's good. I hope that happens soon, Ben.
Yeah, it's up to you. It's up to you to push that energy out there and decide that you're done, you're tired, like put it out to the universe and say, I'm just sick of this guy treating me this way. That's how you make the switch.
Okay.
Great.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right.
Yeah,
well, thank
I bet that. Thank you so much for sharing your story. And, you know, Adela, it's these stories that even if people are not able to,
right.
to connect with you until they see you,
right.
There are stories that so many people share and could learn
right.
from
absolutely.
Going through things like that.
Yeah, that's listening to other people's stories. Or we mirror each other all the time, and so it helps us look at things that ourselves. It's pretty much how it is. We're all connected. So
that's right.
Right.
And people, other people who may be hanging on to relationships they
yep.
shouldn't, and the whys and all that. And
yeah.
There you go. You point it right out, and it really helps. All right. We are going to grab another caller here. See, we have somebody again in the 818 area code. Let's bring you on the air here. And let's see. 818, we have you.
Hello? Hey, it's Ebony calling back. Hey.
Oh, is this Ebony?
It is, and the call got dropped. I'm like, oh, my God, she was so amazing. In 3 seconds,
getting
back on the line.
Okay. I'm glad you made it back. That's great.
Back.
Okay, so I'm just going to pull the same people in. Real quick, when I saw, so your grandma's, it looks like it's your grandmother, but she's saying she's going to, like, jump to the side real quick. But
okay.
I think she just was kind of, when we last talked to her, I'm asking her, she was just kind of confirming how she passed and everything. And the singing, that's was her big message. But the guy that's standing next to her, he kind of has, like, a sheepish look about him. And he's talking about, were you guys together for, he keeps saying years, were you together for years? Or
yeah.
Okay. He's saying this is like a long-term thing. And he's also saying, when he talks about his death, he is saying like what you said, confirming what you said, that, you know, it was, for him it was similar. He felt like it, he was here and he was gone, like the, just didn't have enough time to
right.
catch his breath. But he's not showing me it being an accident. He's showing it being, you know, something he finds out and everything speeds up. That's how he feels. For him, it felt like speed up. Was it an illness? Because he shows me laying in a bed, but we're trying to go so fast because of the time. I'm speeding him up right now.
Yeah, and I totally get it. Yeah, no, and I get what you're saying. And we've actually talked about it. We won't even get into that, but I get what he's saying about it. It felt really, really speed up in terms of how it happened, but it shouldn't have kind of happened. And from that, did happen quick, and it shouldn't happen to him. And it was, yeah, like, going to get really speed
up. Was it an illness, or was it something that happened to him?
It was something that happened to him.
Yeah,
and
Okay, so then he's showing me someone did this to him. That's how he feels. Okay.
That's
he wants you to know, like, he's okay with the fact that you feel like you wanted to do something about it, but he wants you to be safe, and he's talking kind of cryptic on purpose. So he's saying don't get too crazy about it. It's okay. Justice always happens in so many more than ways than just in the courts. So that's his cryptic message to you. And then he's also putting wings on the back of you because he's acting like you were his angel or something. And he's singing the song from Touch. What's that movie, The Angel? Sarah McLachlan, what's that song?
In the Arms of an Angel?
Yeah, he feels like that about you. I don't know. He feels very, very much. And so when he died, it felt like he was ripped apart. But he's like super, he's so much around you, and he's talking about you're very talented, and he's putting you on stage. Again, everyone's talking about this about you. And he says you have to keep doing it. You have to keep going and don't get discouraged.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. And I'm really quick, just something about my grandmother started to ask about my mom. The last thing I heard was, is your mom still living? And that's when it cut off. Was there something she wanted to bring up about my mom, a concern, or I don't know if she's still there?
She's just saying about your mom. She's saying, you know, your mom needs to not be so stubborn and go to the doctor because there's something about she doesn't watch her health enough.
Okay.
That's,
so she's changing her diet and all that stuff, but, of course, there could be other things that she needs to be vigilant on. Yeah.
Walking more, things like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Okay.
You're spot on.
Well, you're great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ebony, so much. Thank you so much for calling in. And you take good care of yourself in the meantime. All right. Okay. And we have about 5 more minutes left. Do we have time?
No, I don't know, because that would be about what it would take.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, we are hopefully going to get Adela back on for another show. And in the meantime, again, If you would like to check out her website and see what events are going on.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I have a couple things. I do gallery reads, and I'm going to be doing a gallery read on October 20th and November 9th. And there'll be 30 spots available for each. I'll do 15 people at a time, and then take a break in between. I just want everyone to know that when you come to my galleries, every single person gets read. It's a little bit like what I did on the radio today, but I actually go a little bit longer for each person. And so anybody who steps into this space, I don't will be get guaranteed a reading. And also, I'm going to be appearing on Basketball Wise on October 8th at 8 p.m. And after the show airs on the East Coast and on the West Coast, I'll be on Twitter answering questions for 45 minutes. And my hash is Adela Medium, so A-D-E-L-A and just the word medium. And I'll also be advertised on the Facebook page of Basketball Wise and Twitter, so you can find me there. And this is a good way if you want to ask a quick question, you can ask me there, or you can also get a reading by going on my website at adelalavine.com.
Oh, great. And for those who can't make it out to the L.A. area in the meantime until you do start your
tour. I can do phone
tour,
readings.
There you go. Okay, fantastic. All right, well, thank you so much, everybody. So sorry we couldn't get to everyone, but we will try to...
And I just want to say one last thing to let everybody know, speak to your people because they're behind a veil and they're frustrated, invisible people feeling like they're trying to get to you in so many different ways. Mm. And when you speak, it helps the connection. Pay attention to the signs. I love doing readings, but they don't, you know, want to talk to me. They want to talk to you. So definitely remember to keep talking.
And which reminds me that you are going to be teaching some classes.
Yes, I teach classes on how to hone your abilities on clairvoyance and on mediumship. We all have that muscle. You just have to figure out. I can help you exercise it. And I'll have a CD coming out with Shane's music on it that will help you with that as well.
So just be sure to stop by the website, and all that information will be up there. And we appreciate you all hanging in there.
Yes, thank you.
And
thanks for having me.
Yes. Oh, so glad to have you. We're definitely, like I said, going to try to coax you back.
Yes.
So very good. God bless all, and have a good evening, and stay in touch with Adela, and she can sure help you through. Take good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
We must seem like God to these creatures, the primitive moments and primitive sounds. Evolution is left and behind us, awkward and clumsy and stuck to the ground and locked into